This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tuned to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila L, but you can call me Dr. Akila, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. How are you doing tonight? Today we're going to have a wonderful show. Actually, it's a redo from a show I did a week ago that I wasn't happy with. I was so distracted, and I hate when I'm distracted, so I am doing a redo tonight, and today's show, which is redone, is going to be episode 18, which is the harmful effects of milk. So sit back, relax, pull up or brew some herbal tea, and let's get down to business. You know, before I go on with our show today, and tell you why you should not drink cow's milk. You all should know how I feel about cow's milk. And if you don't, you should go to my website, healingpowerhour.com, and read up all the bad things about it. I'm going to really inform you on the harmful effects of milk and see if I can get you to get your common sense back. Anyway, before I get into the show, I want to share some good news. Every day you can always find bad news, bad news, bad news. And, you know, the TV is full of nonsense. And you can always hear who got killed, who got shot, who got carjacked, or whatever is happening out there. I haven't watched the news in a long time. Unless I'm forced to watch it while I'm at the gym. That's another story. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm bold enough to turn off the TV because the TV is really high up, and I'm very tall. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm very, very tall. So I can just reach up there and turn the channel or turn it off. And I'm not being a bully. It's just that, you know, when I do turn the channel, like I come in here and it's always on CNN. I don't know what that is all about, but when I go into my gym, it's on CNN. And I don't want to hear that nonsense. So, you know, I tell everyone, I need to protect my subconscious and my day. I'm having a great day. I don't want to hear bad news. And I just go up there and change the channel. And there's not that many people in there. And they're not really paying attention to the news anyway. If someone was watching the TV, then I would not do that. I'm not rude. But, you know, those women are in there not paying attention to it. So I switched it from CNN to SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, granted, I'm not watching those stupid SpongeBob SquarePants, but I'd rather hear that in the background, and rather that, the little crazy noise and the special effects of the sound effects and all that other stuff, I'd rather hear that than to hear, you know, how protesters are getting, you know, are getting irate with President Obama, or how many people are getting killed overseas in Afghanistan. I mean, I don't want to hear that stuff. So anyway, that's bad news. And we can all get our share of bad news to last us a lifetime. So I'm going to share some very good news. Actually, this is touching news to me. I received a bouquet of flowers at the office earlier today, and it was from Roger Edwards. And let me tell you something about Roger Edwards. Roger Edwards turned 60 years old today, and he sent me flowers on his birthday, thanking him, because he says if it wasn't for me, he would not have saw 60. And I really can't take that credit. And if he would, he has been thanking me for years now. But you know, I really have to say that, like I said, I work for God. You know, the Most High is my boss. So, you know, I'm only just doing what I'm supposed to do. And what happened was, 10 years ago, he was 49. Actually, he didn't turn 50 at the time this happened. We were in the grocery store, and this was around about February. It was relatively cold during this month. And I have, at that time, and actually still to this day, every now and then I have some circulation issues going to my extremities. So my hands and my feet are known to get cold. And what remedy this is cayenne pepper. Because I don't like spicy foods, I don't even like anything with black pepper in it. Actually, black pepper is really good for you. But I don't like anything that's going to make my mouth burn even slightly. And if I take cayenne, I have to take it two ways. I have to take it in a capsule form, or I have to put it in my sock. And I think I was going to be out for a while, so I did both. I took the capsule earlier that day, and then I put some in my sock, and then I carried some powder in a Ziploc bag. It was just regular cayenne powder. And whenever I was going to put some gloves on or mittens on, I was going to rub my hands into the cayenne and put it in the mittens. And I think I was going to be out. I don't know where it was. I think I was going out with some friends or something. We was going to be outside, and I didn't want to be cold. So my feet were feeling nice and toasty. And you all may not know this, but you have pores on the bottom of your feet. And if your digestive system is a little off, you can absorb herbs through your feet or at the bottom of your tongue. And if you do it at the bottom of your tongue, you can do it with powder or liquid. And I prefer liquid if you're going to do something in the bottom of your tongue. If you're going to put something in the bottom of your feet, then, you know, wet your feet so you can open up the pores, put a little bit of the powder at the bottom, you know, rub a little bit of the cayenne pepper on the bottom of your feet. Then put some inside the sock and then put on the sock and go on about your business. Let me tell you something, it really works. You will feel phenomenal. You will know that the circulation is really going to your feet and your hands. So if you know to have numbness in your feet, or if you have tingling sensation in your feet getting cold, you can't feel your toes, this will remedy that every time. So anyway, so I did that. So I had cayenne powder in my Ziploc bag. And I was at the grocery store, I have no idea what I was buying. Like I said, this is like a little bit over 10 years ago. And we were standing in line, and the guy, not in front of me, but in front of the person that was in front of me, just fell to the ground. And he was, it was a hard fall too, because he, you know, slightly overweight, about 40 pounds overweight, grabbed his heart. He just had a shocked look on his face. And his wife was screaming, oh, my God, help him, help him. And someone else, like, he's having a heart attack or, you know, a stroke or something's going on with him. Because he was grabbing his chest and, you know, shaking, and he was trying to communicate, and it was really hard. And I had to go over to see exactly what was going on because I wanted to be of assistance. And sure enough, he was, you know, having a heart attack. And what I did was instantly grabbed the cayenne pepper. And it was, you know how they have the little refrigerators in the aisle? So I grabbed the water because they had the sodas and I think that's how you pronounce that water made by the Coca-Cola company. And that lemonade with the high fructose corn syrup or whatever. So anyway, I just grabbed the water out of the refrigerator. I hate that it was cold, but I guess it was good cold because it gives you a shock. Placed the powder in his mouth. Everybody was wondering what I was doing. They were yelling at me, being very upset with me. And the guy was just like really like he looked like he was just trying to pull his heart out of his chest. And as soon as I put the cayenne pepper, you know, I gave him some water and drank it all up. And he was laying there for a good 2 minutes. The ambulance was on his way, but it didn't get there yet. He got color back in his face. His eyes started to clear back up. And his arm, the left arm was like, his hand was curved in a position as if you had a Charlie horse. I don't know if some of you all know how you have a Charlie horse or not, but his hands were really like, I can't describe it over the air, but I can show you how his hand was, and it started to get back to normal, like your normal relaxed hand. And everything began to relax, and, you know, his wife and the other people, they were like, what are you doing? He's like, and the guy just sat up. He sat up. I'm not paying attention to them because they don't understand. And he sat up and he asked for more water. He got more water. We started giving him more water. And he looked at me and he said, thank you. He says, you know, may God bless you. Thank you. It's like, he says, I don't know what's happening. And what happened was that he was going through a heart attack, and the cayenne stopped it instantly. And so while he's still getting the water, because I did put a lot of cayenne in his mouth, the ambulance came all along and started to assist him. The police came, and they asked me questions. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm only helping the people, helping this guy. Long story short, without going into it, because the story goes into a little drama, but then it does end with a happy ending, because when, long story short, after they run several tests on the guy, on Mr. Edwards, come to find out he did suffer a heart attack, and they do not understand how he is not having any type of brain damage, how he's feeling the sensation and sees it. It's like he had a heart attack, and now it's as if the heart attack happened 20 years ago. So, you know, they were asking me questions like, well, what was that you gave him? What kind of cayenne? You know, how did you administer it? You know, all this other crazy stuff. And I was just telling them, look, cayenne pepper stops heart attacks. You know, you guys keep telling everybody take aspirin, but, you know, aspirin would tear up your stomach. It's really bad for the digestive system. And it's not really known to prevent heart attacks. But cayenne pepper will not only will cayenne pepper prevent heart attacks, but it will stop a heart attack instantly on site. And usually when you give cayenne pepper to individuals, you're supposed to give it in a liquid form so that it will go right underneath the tongue and immediately go into the system, and it won't take long. It actually will take a matter of seconds to get into the system versus when I did with the powder, because the powder did take some while with the system, the water, you know, and the water was cold, so it shocked the system, you know, all the other stuff. So it still worked, but the best way of stopping it is having liquid cayenne. But why would I carry liquid cayenne around with me, you know? I can't handle spicy foods, and I'm not thinking I'm going to be around someone who's going to have a heart attack. So we kept in touch. You know, he knows I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I do believe I from then on out, he was a believer of herbs. And actually, he came to me as a client, and I helped him lose over 60 pounds. He's been in several marathons since then. You know, and it does take a point where you see death, or death is knocking at your door before you start living life. And unfortunately, that has to happen for most of us. Some of us just don't want to take life by, you know, the horns, or just take life, you know, by the lead and just go ahead, you know, just go ahead and live it to the fullest. We have to have something traumatic to remind us that life is short and that we need to do all we can do and live life to the fullest at the moment, right now, because we only get one life. And he turned 60 today and sent me a big, beautiful bouquet of roses along with some dark chocolate. Oh, yes. He knows how to make me happy. But he turned 60 today, and the doctors did say that they, you know, the heart attack was so strong. Because this was his second one. Oh, that's another thing I forgot to tell you. This was his second heart attack. And the doctor stated, told him when he had his first one that if he didn't, you know how they always tell you, change your diet, change your lifestyle, do some exercise, take this prescription drug, blah, 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 blah. But they don't really give you step by step. And so he didn't know exactly what to do, how to do it, and how to change his entire lifestyle to prevent this from happening ever again. And, you know, he had a second heart attack, and the doctor stated that if he had a second heart attack, he, you know, chances are he will not live through it because of the plaque and the condition of his heart and the plaque in his arteries is just really bad. And now he is a young man. He's, even though he turned 60, I would have to say he has the body of someone in their late 30s. Seriously. So he's glad to be alive, and he's a strong believer in herbs. Actually, he travels around to small cities and churches and things like that in the South, you know, telling people how to take care of themselves and encouraging them to change their lifestyle, change their thinking, change their eating habits, you know, change their exercise routine, and just change their belief on herbs and medication, because he's a living testimony for that. And he sent me something, because I forget, you know, I do things because they're supposed to be done, and I forget all about it. I have the mentality of someone where you take care of a bird that has a broken wing, and you nurture that bird, and you help the bird heal. Once the bird is healed, you set it free. And you set it free feeling good, and that itself is your reward. You don't expect the bird to come back with a big old sign saying thank you. You don't expect the bird to come back with bird friends saying, this is the woman who helped save my life and fix my wings. You do it because of the kindness of your heart, but this is one of the things you as a human being supposed to do to others, and that is to help others. And oh my gosh, I went on a rant. See what I do? See where I need to close? But anyway, good luck and happy birthday to Mr. Edwards. And I'm glad you made 60. And I'm sure you'll make 70 with no problems, smooth sailing. And I wish upon you more health and happiness. And speaking of that, I wish upon everybody who's listening right now, health, peace, prosperity. You know, I messed it up. What do I usually say? Wish upon you health, peace, prosperity, and happiness, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, anywho, let's get back to the harmful effects of milk. You all know that milk, cow's milk, is not meant for human consumption. And there's, I can give you a lot of statistical facts. I can tell you how there are statistical facts where milk has been related to diabetes, how it has been in connection with allergies, causes breast cancer, definitely causes ear infections, Crohn's disease, egg problems with your prostate, osteoporosis definitely causes problems with that. And a lot of people do not realize the harmful effects of milk. And their rebuttal to milk being so harmful, or no, they're saying the reason their rebuttals to the harmful effects of milk is that, well, if milk was really bad for you, then they would not sell it in the stores. Well, that's crazy because cigarettes kill thousands and thousands and thousands of people every year, and that's legal to sell. Actually, I don't know any place in the world where cigarettes are illegal. So just because they are providing it does not mean it's good for you. Okay, I can go on and on about things that are not good for you, that could kill you, and that are legal to sell. So, excuse me. So, milk is just one of those things that will cause a lot of problems. But like I said, I'm not going to give you a lot of statistical facts because they're out there if you want to find them. There's a lot of studies that have been done on the harmful effects of milk in the body and how they are related to several diseases, including several cancers, including which includes prostate and breast cancer, also colon cancer. But I want to take your common sense here. I want to get you to use your common sense when it comes to cow's milk. And even though common sense is not common anymore, I would like you to open your mind and open your heart and just listen to reason and see if this doesn't make common sense, okay? Now, picture a baby, all right, and the baby has two, it's a cow, and then there's the mother of the child there, and she's nursing. And two nipples are offered to the baby, the nipple of the cow, the nipple of the human, of the mother, the human being, which is the mother where the baby came from. Which nipple do you think the child would instantly go to? Do you think it's going to go to the cow, or do you think it's going to go to the human? Your common sense is going to say, well, if the cow stinks like a normal cow will, and if you haven't been to a farm, I suggest you should go there. And you don't even got to really stand close to a cow. You could be a good 20 feet from one, and they smell. They really, really smell. And when you smell the stench from a cow, you just don't have any desire to drink any milk from it. But the powers that be have hypnotized you all to and conditioned you to believe that drinking milk from another species is logical. See, here's the thing. If you were offered human milk to drink with your cereal and cow's milk to drink with your cereal. You have been conditioned to think that human milk is ill yuck. If someone offered you breast milk from a human, you would turn up your nose. Some of you would not turn up your nose, but most of you would. Most of you would find it disgusting. And I posed this question to someone, and I said, which one do you have, the cow's milk or the human's milk? And you know what she said to me? She says, well, I don't know where that woman been. Hell, you don't know where that cow's been. You know, it's so crazy when you really think about it, where people justify why they would choose cow's milk, another species now, a species that did not give birth to us. We're humans. And the cow, you know, the cows give birth to calves, and we're not calves. But a human being that produced milk, which is more likely a woman, you know, we will reject them and think that's nasty. And when you think that way, that is because you have been conditioned to think that way, and all of your common sense has been taken away, and you're thinking illogically. So that's just one thing about the cow's milk that I want to just bring up. And here's a second thing about it, because I'm still staying on the common sense. I'm going to throw some science in a minute, but I'm still staying on the common sense. If cow's milk was really meant for your consumption, why is it that we are the only species, humans that is, we are the only species that still drink milk we still drink milk as an adult. If we look at nature, no other mammal, no other animal, none, even species, nothing, any animal that produce milk do not continue to drink milk in their adulthood, except for humans. Human milk is for babies. And the reason why they're for babies is because the first 6 months of the birth, the infant does not have a thymus gland. If you do not have a thymus gland, you do not have an immune system. This is why babies who are born from women that are HIV positive or have full-blown AIDS, women who have full-blown AIDS cannot transfer that disease to the child because the child does not have an immune system. And AIDS is directly affected, it directly affects the immune system. Well, if the baby does not have a thymus gland, the baby cannot get AIDS. And the first 6 months are crucial for milk consumption so that they can receive the antibodies and also the nutrients from the mother's milk to fight off diseases, to fight off any illnesses, because the first 6 months they don't have a thymus, and they need the milk to stay healthy and to fight off all the diseases and the illnesses of this world. When you neglect a child of breast milk the first 6 months, that child will have health problems throughout their life. Am I saying that it's going to be doomed? No, they can reverse it, provided that they go to a naturopathic doctor to get on a really strict regimen that will build up the immune system and fix the problem from being neglected of a human milk. But when women do not breastfeed their child, their babies, I think that is the most, that in itself could be considered child abuse, in my opinion. because the child really, it is essential for that child's health to receive the milk from the mother. Now, a lot of times the baby will get sick anyway, not that much, but will get sick anyway from the mother's milk, even if they're breastfed. And that's only because the mother is unhealthy. She either has candida, which will pass on to the child and cause colic or thrush. If you're giving a child formula or Similac, anything that's coming from the cow or anything that's in a can, which you all know how I feel about any type of food in cans, I am totally against it. But processed milk, those things really hurt the baby. And women will notice that they're starting to have ear infections, or they start to have a lot of eczema or psoriasis, skin breakout. A lot of things happen to the child, the infant, the baby, due to the consumption of cow's milk. And a lot of times, sudden infant death syndrome is a result of cow's milk because of all of the mucus that has been formed into the lungs will suffocate the child. And this is why you have to place the child, what they say, you place it on his back, because if you place it on his stomach, I hope I'm correct about that, you don't want to get SID, which is sudden infant death syndrome. SID, S-I-D, sudden infant death syndrome. So that's the thing. And milk really caused a lot of problems. So these are the things you have to also look at. And here's something else, too. Because the cow's milk is processed, which is pasteurized, if a calf, which directly came from the cow, was to drink pasteurized cow milk, that calf would die within 4 to 6 weeks. Now, if the calf will die from pasteurized milk that are sold in grocery stores, and this is the species that's supposed to drink it, calves are supposed to drink cow's milk, because that's who gave birth to them. The cow gave birth to the calf, not humans. And therefore, we're supposed to drink human milk. But when you get up to a certain age, you stop. And the same thing with a calf. When a calf turns into a cow or, a bull, they don't drink any milk from the cow. And we're the only crazy species that still do that mess. And this is the reason why our lifespan has been cut down tremendously. Once upon a time, we used to live up to be 500 easily. And now, you live to be 100, you're doing real good. I believe that we should have a quality of life in addition to having a quantity of life. And I don't want to be 100 years old hooked up to some machines on 18 bottles of prescription drugs. I don't know who I am, and I need somebody to help me feed, somebody to help me eat, somebody feed me, and I'm wearing a diaper. That's not quality of life. Quality of life is you are in charge of all your extremities. Your internal organs are functioning fine. You're not on any type of medication. You're living life to the fullest, no pain. But we can't say that now, especially if you're a milk drinker, which causes osteoporosis, which causes diabetes, and those who suffer from, when you're diabetic and you suffer from certain type of wounds, it takes a little longer to heal. This is something you have to think about. You have to use your common sense when it comes to the things that you put in your mouth. If you really look at it, the only reason why we're drinking milk is because of cereal or because we want to put it in our muffins or something like that. And if you notice people who are lactose intolerant, if you don't know these people, you should find someone. If someone is lactose intolerant and they have never had any kind of consumption of milk, their bone density is far greater than someone who's been drinking milk all their life. Imagine that now. Milk is supposed to make you have strong, healthy teeth and strong bones, but those who are born of vegetarian parents or vegan parents or raw foodish parents or parents who just do not believe in feeding them milk, these children, as soon as they turn into adults, will not have problems with osteoporosis. They will not develop allergies. They will not have problems with ear infections, skin problems like psoriasis, hives, or eczema. They won't have any of these problems. They won't have to worry about a lot of phlegm or mucus forming up in their respiratory system. There's just a lot of things. Ice cream, cheese, all of the things that come from cows, cow milk, causes problems with our health. And those who abstain from it have a better chance of living a quality type of life than those who do. And we have to think about you live in a life of luxury now, you will pay for it. Well, excuse me, let me take that back. Because I'm all about living in luxury. But if you do wrong now, you'll pay for it later. And drinking cow's milk is wrong. We as human beings are not supposed to drink it. And if you can't drink milk from your own species, or we can't drink it from our own human beings, if you cannot drink milk from another woman, then you don't need to drink milk at all. Point blank. And you need to wake up and realize that this is all a conspiracy. Yes, I'm going into the conspiracy theory. To keep you sick, to keep you unhealthy, to keep you a slave or a victim of the health society. And if you must have milk, if you must have milk with your cereal, that high sugary cereal that is really tearing up your thyroid as well as your pancreas, then use other milk substitutes like soy milk, rice milk, almond milk. I love almond milk. Actually, let me tell you something. If there was something, if I had to choose between milk from oats, almond milk, soy milk, those three milks, and rice milk. I almost forgot about rice milk. If I had to choose between those four milks, which one is the best? It's almond milk. Almond milk is the top best milk product out there. Natural, by the way. Natural milk. Almond milk is high in protein. It's very good in essential fatty acids. And it doesn't cause any complications that soy may have known to cause. You know, soy does cause some problems with some people. Even me. I can't do soy milk anymore. Now, here's something I want to share with you, and then I'm going to go to some drops, and then I'm going to come back with more information. But for some reason, here in the United States, the soy milk here really congests me. But when I go overseas, like Germany, which everybody know I love Germany, go there often, when I drink the soy milk over there, nothing happens to me. So I don't get mucusy. I don't, get stopped up. Nothing happens. I'm fine. But here, something about the soy milk here, it doesn't agree with my system. So I stopped drinking it. And I drank almond milk. Now, I don't eat cereal, for those who may want to know what I'm using the milk for. I use almond milk for, I have a dessert that I make, which is very delicious. I'm going to share it with you right now. I freeze two bananas. I freeze them, and I take the bananas out, cut them while they're frozen, put them in a blender. I'll put like a teaspoon of natural vanilla extract, a tablespoon of honey, and some almond milk. I think I'm missing something in this ingredients. I think that's it. It seems like I'm missing something. Oh. Sometimes I may throw some vanilla bean in there, and sometimes I won't. The vanilla bean will make it taste really delicious, like a vanilla ice cream, but I'll blend it up and I'll drink it. And other than that, I have no need for almond milk. I do sometimes if it's hot, if I'm making hot tea, I may use almond milk for my spearmint tea, because I make my spearmint tea really, really, really strong, and I may use a little bit of almond milk to, you know, sweeten that out, not sweeten it up, but to even that out, that strongness in there. So that's the only reason why I use almond milk. But it's rare. It's rare. I don't eat the sugary cereals, so I don't have no need for milk. And this is the thing I want to get across to you all. Okay, let me make a couple of drops. And when I come back, I have some more information for you to talk to you about the harmful effects of cow's milk. So let's make these two drops, and I will be right back.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And we are back to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is Dr. Akila L. You can call me Dr. Akila. And this is episode 18, The Harmful Effects of Milk. I also want to touch on a subject before I go into this article here about how we're so programmed to be stupid. I can't really sugarcoat that, you know. Many of you don't know this, but if you go to my credentials, you will know this, but I am a master hypnotist, and I'm also a certified hypnotherapist. And one of the reasons, probably the main reason I became a hypnotherapist is because I wanted to learn the methods that the media, the politicians, doctors, all of the people in power use, and they all use it, by the way, to get people to stop using their common sense and to do things that are illogical. And milk is something that is a powerful programmed thing. It's there's so many triggers with milk that make human beings lose all their common sense. You want an example? Let me give you one. I was in Kroger a week ago, and I was going to get my omega-3 eggs. Omega-3 eggs is the best eggs, by the way. I'm going to deal on that on this. I mean, if you listen to my previous recordings, you would know omega-3 eggs are the best eggs to get. Anyway, I was on my way to get my omega-3 eggs from vegetarian-fed hens. And I was walking by, and I heard a cow. Now, my eyes were focused on the eggs, so I heard this cow. I turned around, I'm like, where the hell, there's a cow in here? I look up, and I was beside the milk section. And above the milk section was a speaker that had a sensor on it. And every time you pass by the sensor, it will activate a sound bite of a cow mooing. I thought this stuff was ridiculous. And I thought to myself, here I am, a human being, listening to a cow as if I'm on the farm. Is this supposed to make me want milk? Well, because I'm not under the hypnosis of the world, because I'm not under the conditions, or I'm not under the spell, hey, that's the word I want to use, because I'm not under a spell of the world, I am able to see things for what they are and see people for who they are. So I saw this, and it had no effect on me. I looked at the milk, and I was like, that's nasty. This does not make me, hearing a cow as a human does not make me want to get cow's milk. Let me go get my eggs. But then I stopped, and I just was just out of curiosity. I just wanted to see, was I the only one? Was I the only one who was not underneath the spell? And sure enough, a woman with her child and her child in the cart was walking by. They weren't even paying attention to the milk section either. I think they were looking at the cheese section, because right beside the egg section is the cheese section, and then you got the orange juice, and then you got the milk. So she passed by, the sensor went off, and you heard the thing go, moo, moo. And she looks over, she sees the milk. She opens the door, looks at the prices, picks up a gallon, and put it in her buggy. Amazing! Amazing! So I said, wow, I'm the only one awake in this store. Because there was no way that hearing a cow moo was going to make me have any type of cravings for milk from a cow, a nasty, stinking cow. It was just amazing. Anyway, I just realized that a lot of people are under spells, and they are under a spell that really have them losing all their common sense. Did you know milk and refined sugar makes two of the largest contributions to food-induced health, ill health in our country? That may seem like an overly harsh statement, but when one examines the evidence, this is a reasonable conclusion. The recent approval by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, of the use of BGH. I want you all to remember this. BGH. What does BGH mean? It means bovine growth hormones. So the FDA approved farmers to put bovine growth hormones into their cows so that the cows can produce more milk. Okay? Now let me tell you how bad BGH is. BGH causes an increase of insulin, which is like a, it causes an increase of an insulin-like growth factor, which is IGF-1 in the milk of treated cows. IGF-1 survives milk pasteurization and human intestinal digestion, and it can be directly absorbed into the human bloodstream, particularly in infants. It is highly likely that IGF-1 promotes the transformation of human breast cells to cancerous forms. IGF-1 is also a growth factor for already cancerous breasts and colon cancer cells, promoting their progression. Now, for those of you who are near a computer, I want you to put in IGF-1 and milk and then cancer and see, oh, you didn't even gotta put milk. Just put IGF-1 cancer and read all of these scientific studies that shows how it will create, how this insulin-like growth hormone increase the production of cancer cells in your body. When you drink cow's milk, you're drinking pus from the milk, from the nipple of the cow. You're drinking hormones. You're drinking a lot of antibiotics because the cows are going through so much harsh treatment there, and the area is so unsanitary. The farmers are putting a whole bunch of antibiotics into the cow so that it can fight off a lot of diseases. And those antibiotics are still going into the milk and you're consuming them, okay? And they do not get killed through the pasteurization. The synthetic vitamin B, excuse me, when you, the synthetic vitamin D, those of you who were like, well, I need to buy vitamin D from the milk, you're not absorbing that. Understand that the body does not absorb synthetic vitamins or minerals. This is why you have side effects to a lot of synthetic vitamins and minerals. If it's not from natural sources, your body is not going to absorb it. So when you get this milk that has synthetic vitamin D in it, it is really toxic to the liver. It really, really takes a toll on your liver because the liver has to do something with that synthetic vitamin D because it's not helping your bones. And a lot of times the reason why people have low bone density, osteoporosis, arthritis, and they're heavy milk drinkers is because every time you ingest milk from the cow, it takes out the natural calcium in your bones, in your muscles, so that it can connect to the synthetic calcium or connect to the milk so that it can be eliminated out of the system. So what's happening is that it is robbing you of the vital minerals that you need. You're drinking milk because it's supposed to be high in vitamin D, it's supposed to be high in calcium, yet and still those who are heavy milk drinkers have the lowest calcium count and the lowest vitamin D count than those who don't drink cow's milk at all. Now, what does your common sense tell you? If you have someone who religiously drink milk every day, I mean every day, they drink anywhere from 8 to 16 ounces every day, and they have more health problems than someone who doesn't drink cow's milk, what does your common sense tell you? That you should leave the cow's milk alone. You really should leave the cow's milk alone. It is very unhealthy. It has a lot of bacteria, chemicals, drugs, and bovine growth hormone is really, really dangerous to humans, especially to infants and children. I think we just need to do more studying on it and start using our common sense, the common sense that the Most High gave us. We don't really use it often. And if you notice, also want to say something else. Vegetarians and those people who do not drink milk. And I'm not promoting vegetarianism. I'm just saying, because you can have some meat eaters who just don't deal with cow's milk. And kudos to you, by the way. But those individuals have 50% more calcium in their body than those who drink cow's milk. And these people have a better quality of health. And as they get old, their teeth are still there. They don't have a bunch of dentures because cow's milk will make you lose your teeth. And they don't have to worry about hip replacement. They don't have to worry about arthritis. They don't have to worry about a lot of things. And my thing to you, ladies and gentlemen who are listening to me, I want you to have a quality life. I want you to live pain-free. I want you to live and walk normally. I want you to be off of medication. This is what I want for you. This is what I wish upon you. I don't wish upon health and sickness. The medical society wish that upon you and help you get there by promoting false information, by putting you under the spell, thinking that it's logical for you as a human to drink milk from another species that has nothing to do with yours. You know, cows did not give birth to you, but you think it's icky to drink milk from a lactating woman, but you think it's okay for a cow to give you milk. And there's a reason why the cow is on the image of the cow is on the bottle of Elmer's glue. Because if you want to make glue, all you got to do is get regular cow's milk, flour, and water. There's your glue. And when you take this glue, it will stick to anything. You don't have to buy glue. I'm telling you the recipe to glue right now. Elmer's glue is white for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. They have a cow on the front of the bottle for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. Cow's milk, flour, water. There's your glue. And when you drink this stuff, it is like glue in your system. And I know there are some people out there who are saying, well, the best milk to drink is the kind that's not pasteurized. Well, you know, you're getting the enzymes, true enough, you're getting the enzymes versus someone who's drinking pasteurized milk. However, you're still drinking something that's going to cause a lot of inflammation. It's going to cause mucus, phlegm, osteoporosis, those things like that. And I'm going to tell you why, because I do have people who will object to drinking pasteurized milk, but they are the ones who believe in drinking cow's milk, raw cow's milk. I'm against drinking milk, period. Even though raw cow's milk is better than pasteurized milk, it's still something that the human being is not supposed to consume. We do not consume milk from animals that are bigger than us. If you want to drink milk from an animal, drink it from goats. Goat milk is more nutritious and better for you than cow's milk. I had a client a couple of years ago. She couldn't produce any milk. We tried a lot of herbs to get her to produce milk. Nothing was working. And she was very concerned about the health of her child. So what we decided to do was use an old remedy, which is two-part goat's milk and two-part carrot juice, fresh juiced carrots. So 50% of fresh juice carrots and 50% of goat's milk. Mix that all together, and you have something that's equivalent to breast milk. And the babies love it. They will drink it up, and they will have something that will help build their immune system, and they will have something that will help them stay healthy and get all of the vital minerals and vitamins that they need for life. Okay, I see right now that I'm going over time. I didn't need to do this. It's typical. What else can I say? It's typical that I go over time. But I want to end this now by saying this. Ladies and gentlemen, please, 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 please do research on the harmful effects of milk. I am against it for obvious reasons, because it's against your health. It is not something that the Most High intended us to do. Okay? No book, no holy book, all right? I don't care what, the Torah, the Quran, the Bible, none of them say that drinking cow milk is beneficial. It's nowhere in there. And if our ancestors from thousands of years ago didn't drink cow's milk, what's up with us doing it? You know, we do a lot of things that are against our genetics, and we do a lot of things that are just against our health, and milk consumption is one of them. This is Dr. Keela. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Power Hour Radio on our episode of The Harmful Effects of Milk. I hope you all take my advice and do some research on the various chemicals and bacteria and hormones that are placed into the milk now. Can I say something else? Of course I can. It's my show. Let me say something else, too. When I was growing up, we didn't start developing breasts until we were 14 or 15 years old. And granted now, I was a heavy milk drinker. My parents didn't know anything different. They didn't know the best thing about food consumption and what to do and what not to do and blah, blah, blah. They didn't know all this, okay? So, I drank milk when I was a little girl. But the milk back then was totally different than they are now. Because of the chemicals and the hormones, the estrogen levels are so high in milk that females are growing breasts at the age of 8 and 9 years old. This is unheard of. This is unheard of when I was growing up. 8 and 9 years old developing full breasts from cow's milk. Come on, people. Do you not see this? Are you all under a spell where you just cannot see how this milk stuff, this milk business is really, really bad for us? I just challenge you to show a medical study that cow's milk is very beneficial for you and that it will prevent osteoporosis, it will prevent diabetes, it will prevent the loss of bone density. You will never find it. The commercials tell you that it's good for your teeth and bones, but there's no medical science to back that up. There's tons of medical science to back up how harmful milk is to you. And if you don't want to deal with the medical aspects of it, let's just use your common sense. Why drink milk from a species that did not give birth to you? Milk is for babies. Cow's milk is for calves. And once they get up to a certain stage or age, they do not drink it anymore. And the same thing is supposed to be with us humans. Once we are off our mother's breast, We do not need milk anymore. Milk now, as adults, is just for it's just a means of luxury, and it's an indulgence that is very unhealthy. So just leave it alone. If you have to do milk, do almond milk or soy milk or rice milk or oat milk. You got four different varieties of milk that you can deal with. And if you're the type of person who got to have some kind of ice cream, you got soy ice cream, you got rice. Now, rice ice cream is delicious. Very good for you. I love it. But, you know, you have all these substitutes out there where you don't have to deal with cow's milk or any kind of cow product. And I want you to get better health-wise, and I want you all to just open up your mind and open up your ears and just realize that milk is just, it does not do the body good at all. It messes up the colon, causes bad gas, you know, all kinds of skin problems. I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to shut up. I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to end this because I'm over 5 minutes, but I had to say all that. I'm going over 5 minutes. And end the show with just a thought of do your research and don't be under the spell of the powers that be. The Food and Drug Administration do not want you to eat well because they'll go out of business, and so will the medical society. This is Dr. Keela. If you would like to read more information about the harmful effects of milk, I do have a page dedicated to it on my website, healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour, hour spelled out, HOUR.com. If you would like to call me or even to, if you got some topics you wanted to talk about, you can call my office during office hours. I'm at home right now, so I'm not at the office. Ha ha! 770-603-0141 at 770-603-0141. This Monday at 9 p.m., we will have our question and answer period. So if you have a question that you would like me to read over the air, you can also send that email to me. You can go to the website, and I have my email address. You can just email me directly your question, and I will answer it on the air. And if you just happen to be up at that time of night, which I doubt some of you will, you can call live at the call-in number is 347-884-9480. Once again, that's 347-884-9480. This is Dr. Keela. Thank you so much for joining me today for our 18th episode of The Harmful Effects of Milk. I wish upon you love, peace, health, and happiness and prosperity. Please take care of your health. Please take care of your body. It's the only one you've got. Have a great one. Peace and blessings.